Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Shared some of the Dr. Mina stuff. There's a thread on there. You want to check out all the stuff that Dr. Mina talked about and does talk about. She's
and
a great lady.
Least she wants us to emphasize that you should not do meth.
I think we always say that.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Now, we're not going to do this because we're afraid of it, but it's a gummy ghost pepper. My son bought this. This is cherry. You don't eat the whole thing. It's a huge gummy, so just take a bite out of it. Because it's, I think they sell them as one.
You sound like you're giving me an edible. You don't have to eat the whole thing. Just yeah. Try. Just
well, I don't know. I'm just saying it's not. They're not like little gummies. It's one big chunk. You'll see it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You do have a certain pusher tone to your voice right now. No, just try it. You'll like it.
Yeah,
I'll split one with you. I'll try one.
But it's a big huge worm in there.
It feels like it's just melted together.
No, it's not melted. It wasn't in the heat at all. You'll see it when you open up. I had a little bit of the jalapeno one yesterday.
Did it light you up?
A little bit, but nothing major. It's you don't think it would sound good because it's a sweet, but it's also got that stuff in it. This is called a cherry one.
This is gross. This is like pushing a poop out of here.
This will be good for our heartburn, too.
It's a big gummy there.
I wish I had heartburn.
Oh, we do have a where are you at? What you hauling?
Okay.
If you got that ready.
I do. Hang on. Where are you at? What you hauling?
Mitch is hauling some soybeans not far out of Sioux City this morning. Cell service is crap, so podcasting, pain in the ass, but it's worth it because you guys make early mornings tolerable. Maybe someday a station in Sioux Land, that's up around Sioux City, could become an affiliate of the Empire, so there's not just garbage in the morning here, but I doubt that'll happen because we're not allowed to have good radio up here. Thanks for the laugh, boys. Mitch out of Wayne, Nebraska.
Don't want to hammer stations that might hire us, but we've been trying to go into Sioux City for years, and we realized we should be up there. And it's just like their airport, apparently, their radio, right?
Sucks.
S. Where you at? What you hauling? Spit it out. Is it too hot?
Well, not yet. I don't like where it's going, though.
It is ghost pepper, right? Yeah, it's the jalapeno one. Had jalapeno, I can taste it.
I like the taste of ghost pepper,
yeah.
But I can't taste any ghost pepper. I'm just getting my ass lit up right now.
It's hot, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You going to try it, Todd?
I spit it out, too.
Because my son wouldn't try it, and I definitely wasn't going to try it.
Oh,
and but I said that Petey was going to try it, so he gave it to me last night, and I brought that bag in for
it. Oh, it hits you fast and hard.
And Petey can't handle it.
Too big a bite.
Yeah, you did take a huge bite.
You did.
Did you, Todd?
No, I just took a small bite.
But you spit it out?
That was enough.
I get my mind off my nausea.
Well, it's so stupid, though, because I'm glad you tried it, but on the bag it says ghost pepper.
I like ghost pepper.
What's the Scoville scale for ghost pepper?
Like 1,000 times hotter than
jalapeno.
Yeah,
don't people just I've seen those cooking shows where somebody just trucks an eye drop of into a vat of chili, like, you know, 10 gallons deep, and that's enough to heat the whole thing up.
Okay, so for context, a jalapeno goes anywhere from 2,500 to 8,000 on the Scoville scale.
Right.
The ghost peppers go at somewhere between 855,000 to 1.1 million.
I chewed that too long.
And you spit it right into the paper, which is funny. He just spit it right out.
The paper is now on fire.
Beyond very highly pungent, like 10 times beyond what they call very highly pungent. Holy God. That's pretty hot.
Did you spit out right away?
Yeah, almost. I should have.
You were chewing it for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Did you swallow any of it yet?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
We're talking about the ghost pepper here. Gummy ghost pepper.
Were we?
Yeah.
Is there any of that left, or do we get somebody else when they try it? Somebody else is going to want to be.
Oh, yeah. There's
we'll give it the Josh Blue on Friday.
It's got my teeth marks on it. There's no other way to really get into
that's
it,
okay.
So I just went into it.
No, that's fine. Nobody did.
Right, give it to Josh and tell him it's edibles.
Right.
No. Yeah.
Just scarf it all down.
It might make him walk straight if he eats that stuff.
We'll have Craig do that, because he's mean to Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is mean to Craig.
And this could be your revenge.
Yeah.
Ah, damn. Tear off a hunk of that.
Wow. Yeah. Get your revenge on a guy with cerebral palsy. Your revenge, because you got a stuttering problem.
Guy.
Making fun of my stuttering problem.
Ooh.
That guy with CP. He'll be here on Friday. Nick Allen a little bit. Jamie Kennedy's going to phone the program tomorrow.
Because of the addictive nature of my personality.
Friday, sorry, push.
I kind of want to try it again.
But you have to keep talking.
It is subsiding.
Petey's got time just to relax a little bit over there, and he's having trouble. Did you ever try the real ghost pepper? I won't try that crap.
Oh, no.
You know?
I tried...
Even the regular hot stuff drives me crazy. I'll try it, but not ghost pepper.
My daughter grows habaneros in her garden. And once in a while, she'll give me one, and I'll cut up like a half of one and put it in my eggs, and you can feel that.
Yeah.
That brings some heat, too, and that's nowhere near as hot as the ghost pepper.
No, and then there's that Carolina Reaper now, which is hotter than the
hotter ghost pepper.
Pepper,
right? Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and the word's called Reaper, too, by the
right. way. Right. So the guy I used to work with, I don't know, he must have just coated insides or something.
Because
he'll just, like, cut up some of these ghost peppers or these Carolina Reapers and just throw them on a sandwich.
Well, he must eat them on a regular basis, because you really do have to build up a tolerance to the capsaicin or whatever the acronym
is. Yeah, that's the word.
You used to eat these really hot subs back in the day, and I remember it would burn coming out.
Oh, yeah. Bad hole.
And it was like you'd still love it. And I was a little younger, so I ate them. They were such good subs, but it hurt coming out.
Yeah.
And they don't want your butt burning, do
you,
Puss?
Oh,
No.
Well, some people do.
Well, that Carolina Reaper, that's twice as hot as the ghost pepper. It goes to 2.2 million on the Scoville.
And that's the kind of those shows they tell you, those people cook with gloves on. But people eat them.
Oh, they cook with respirators on.
Right. Oh, that too.
Because the steam and the stuff will just get in your eyes and in your lungs.
So that guy I worked with he cut a bunch up and he wanted to, if anybody wanted to try it, I mean, he had smaller than your pinky toenail pieces, like cut up for everybody in little toothpicks. And this guy, JD, didn't really know. He thought it was just some jalapeno.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah. And he took one piece with a toothpick and started chewing it, and he's like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's always fine away.
And then threw another one in there, and everybody's looking like, when's this going to happen?
Right.
And you could just see it was like a cartoon, man. Like, his temperature filled up, like the red at the top of his head. All of a sudden, he started sweating. Ooh. He had to walk away looking for milk.
Yeah, that's right. It's only thing you can actually do just a little bit is milk, right?
Yeah, milk or chocolate milk.
Yeah, because I just drank some coffee, and that was a bad idea.
Oh, yeah,
spread it around there.
I haven't had any Buffalo Wild Wings in quite a while, but there was a time where I ate them on a regular basis. And
you used to get the hottest there, and I can't do the hottest one there.
It was called, I think, Blazin'.
It's still Blazin'.
And the Blazin' would come with a little sticker that says, don't let any of this touch your skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, but go ahead.
If you go pee.
Right, just eat it up. But don't let it touch your skin.
I've tried one of those and used to do that, and they're brutal. I like Buffalo Wild Wings, too. I like all their food, and I like their beer. And I like high-fiving guys on my team. That's a commercial, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Other than that, I'm not eating those Blazin' ones for sure.
I got into that club where you're supposed to eat so many Blazin' wings.
Yeah. Proud moment.
I was in the club at one time.
Nice. Still paying for it?
But it's been a while.
Got the mad hole.
Ass still burning.
Yeah, I'm all good now. That was years ago.
You are sweating on that. You
my nose
it out.
Is running, yeah. Did Ryder pay for that?
It's some of his birthday money, yeah. No, he ain't gonna eat it.
Oh, he didn't eat it?
No, he ate...
the habanero, or the...
he had a habanero, ghost pepper, and there's a third one. I had a bite of the habanero, and I got through that.
No, it's just jalapeno.
Excuse me, I had jalapeno, right. Ghost pepper, there's another one. What's the brand name there?
Light your ass up.
No. No, I don't need money. It's my money. Don't worry about that.
Gummy
don't give me money.
Pepper.
Well, I was going to tell him to be smarter with his money. You say use money.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, here's five for it.
He doesn't need to
use
five.
Use his money smartly.
All right.
He's got his hand in my wallet. He doesn't need a freaking money.
Money, shmoney.
Yeah. You don't even know what it means.
Oh, yeah. Your kids ain't cracking a wallet when you're around, are they?
No. Well, it was his birthday money, so I cracked a wallet for him. I gave him money for his birthday.
Oh, okay.
And he spent some of it on a bunch of exotic candy on the internet. That's what he did.
That's so funny.
I know. And a cool-looking chain for his neck.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He's got those responsible spending habits down already.
That's right. Jewelry and candy.
Yeah, that's
at
right.
15.
Candy.
You got to have a chain.
Something for your neck, man.
It's a cool looking chain.
Yeah.
And something for your neck, man.
Yeah. Right.
He's going to be that guy tucking the chain back in under his pads every play, isn't he?
Yeah, I know. He can't do that. I told him. You can't wear jewelry at that
gold?
Age.
Is it gold?
No, it's a big silver thing hanging right there.
Cross?
Yeah, No cross.
Is he getting a grill too?
No cross, no grill.
You can play the baseball with the big chains on.
Not that age.
Really?
No.
Make you take them off?
Yep. That's basically pros. I don't even think the minor league has those. The minor league got big chains?
And less so than the majors.
The pros can do what they want.
Minor leaguers got less chain money, too.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
So they ain't wearing it to the game. Man, I'm not getting this broke. I only got one of these.
That's true. That's
the pros like, whatever. Keep Dalip could take it from you.
There's a couple of guys on the Nationals that have, like, pounds of gold.
Ridiculous, some of those guys.
Didn't I see a couple weeks ago when the Rams and the Browns played? They said that OBJ intentionally didn't wear his chain because he was playing Aqib Dalib.
Oh, really?
The guy who's got a reputation.
Snatcher. Just ripping out.
Reputation for snatching chains.
Yeah.
Change.
So talk. Give Petey a chance to relax.
I feel good now.
Not now. You spit it out, right?
That's fine. Yeah, I chewed it way too long. Yeah. But I'm glad I didn't swallow it. Maybe I'll avoid the bad hole.
Well, leave it here. Somebody's going to get cocky and eat the rest of that.
Daniel on the Facebook says, check out something called Devil's Toe Sucker Candy. 9 million Scoville units.
Isn't there something that just burns your insides, though? I mean, Dr. Mina might have to call back on that.
That was my threshold there. I mean, like, I could have handled that heat for a while if I was eating something, but anything more, I would have had to shut down.
Yeah, man.
You know, like, been done eating.
You might have been done living. I mean, that's...
Plus, like you say, you just sucked out a coffee. And I know milk's the thing to do, but what I end up doing is pounding more beer.
Which makes it worse.
It makes it worse.
But it's cold.
It's cold at the time, and I'd rather have a big mug of beer than a big mug of milk.
Ooh, man.
Especially Buffalo Wild Wings.
I think we do have milk in the break room.
You look like an idiot.
Oh, my God. I am so shameless anymore. Like, if they had a frosted mug of milk at Buffalo Wild Wings, I'd get down on that, man.
Well, it does help with that heat.
Well,
yeah,
even
yeah.
for no, just for dinner. Hey, all right, the frosted milk mug, please. Yeah. You got any chocolate?
I've been there when they brought out milk for somebody.
For that reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, because a buddy of mine was going to do one of the blazing wings,
right.
And he picked it up, and then we went, wait a minute, we should get you some milk out here so it's ready. So he puts the blazing wing down.
Scratched himself?
No, licked his fingers.
Yeah. Huh.
Dumbass.
God, some of our buddies are dumbasses.
Yeah, you know the guy I'm talking about.
Of course I know who you're talking about. The king dumbass, right? Yeah.
The king dumbass.
If I'm cutting up.
The Laker fan?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I got me a bag of them rubber gloves at Walgreens for when I'm cutting up pepper.
Oh, good idea.
And, you know, for other things.
And for other reasons,
but mostly for cutting up pepper.
Mostly for that.
Whatever, dude.
Because you don't want to accidentally touch your eye or your junk after cutting up, even the jalapeno peppers.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'll put them on even with jalapenos.
You don't want to risk it. Junk. I'd hop on my junk and it's bad. So
I've washed my hands two or three times after that, think I'm good, and then go to, you know, scratch your eye, and then all of a sudden it's on fire.
Right.
Mm. Any contact lenses wears in here?
I don't wear contacts. No.
No.
Yeah, that
mess you up.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah. You go take your contacts out
with the burning
or put them in,
and you had stuff hot in your
hands. Yeah, I mean, you think you've washed your hands enough, and then you direct contact with your eyeball is reminds you maybe you hadn't. You imagine how that feels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Farrah Abraham, the teen mom.
Speaking of buttholes.
Bad holes.
We watched hers. Yeah.
Solid segue.
Well, Craig needed one. I gave him one.
She spoke with the press during the WeTV Marriage Boot Camp event in Los Angeles. She told, and she also told 2Fab that her time is worth a lot of money. And... she says that she's offering a date night package.
Butt stuff?
On her website for $5,000.
What's it? What do you get? You better have sex.
And she says that people should not expect too much when they take her out for her $5,000.
Well, I mean, honestly, just like when I did like celebrity features in clubs and I just sat there and I talked to couples or like whatever, like all I'm doing is talking. So if you get any other crazy thoughts, it's not happening.
I swear to God, I've never heard her talk because I don't, I never watch those shows. She's a pride of Council Bluffs, Iowa, right across the river here. So we know some guys that dated her for free back in the day, for high school kids, obviously.
Now it costs $5,000. She said she doesn't see any problem with men paying her for her time.
$5,000. I mean, I've actually gotten more than $5,000 for me to come out on a date. So maybe that's just where the starting place was. My time is worth a lot of money. And honestly, I don't really need to go on dates right now. I'm so focused on work and just everything I got
work,
going on.
That is
so,
your work.
Yeah,
work.
Pulling me away from what I love in my life, I think you can pay me for my time. Always monetize your time.
Really?
Yeah.
How old's your kid now? Because that's how she got famous. She had a kid.
Being a teen mom.
Tell you what, though, she's keeping her fame alive. You know, she got a ton of Twitter followers and Facebook people, so she's making some cash somehow. And obviously, her work is offering up dates for $5,000. That's her work.
I wish I had that much money, and I would go to the date and then let her start talking and be like, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
All right, I'm out. Never mind. Keep the money. Yeah. I am gone. Shut the...
Yeah, she's annoying sounding.
Anybody that pays
$5,000. Like about 8 times, right?
Oh my God, like totally. Yeah.
$5,000, you could probably get a couple hours with your favorite porn star.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
It's a lot of money. And all you need is 10 minutes.
I'd rather be, yeah.
Yeah, but
good hourly.
But I'm going to get a nap and a sandwich in the middle of that. She's hanging around.
Why she's knitting a sweater.
I think there's
having sex with me again.
I think they have a minimum. I don't think they charge by the minute.
No, you're right. You go to legally at the Bunny Ranch, the porn stars will go up there once in a while. The ones you all watch, you buy one of those for a night, well, for a day, or for an hour, for $5,000.
And then, if you go on a date and you pay $5K, you still got to.
You're taking her dinner.
You're taking her somewhere fancy, probably. Yeah, you know, and you're going to spend another $300, $400, $500. No way.
No, she's a pretty lady. If she can have sex with you, $5,000's cool. Oh, there you go.
Take that, Farrah.
What's that on the Scoville, your ass?
I think that's on the window.
I should be careful with that.
You should
right
be
now, actually.
She says all her $5,000 suitors get background checked and screened, and she takes security with her on the date.
Oh, God, this is no fun whatsoever, man.
You got to pay for that? Her security?
She said women should really stay away from paying for any meals on dates. She said that
most of them do.
She said that women in general, like, they should have the doors open for them.
The back door, mainly.
Men need to prove their worth. Like, why are men around if they're not doing the manly duties?
Oh, she said duties.
You said duty.
That they should.
So she's really
all what Farrah said. She says
power. She's old school.
If you can't inspire a woman, if you can't lift her up and... you can't
physically?
Help her in some kind of way and make her life amazing, then wow.
I could do everything on my own. I'm surprised she's still single. She's a gold digger. She's hitting on every rich dude she knows because she wants to be a kept woman, obviously.
Well, sometimes in relationships, both sides want to be lifted up and both sides want to be helped in
That's
some
crazy,
way.
That's crazy, Craig.
Both sides want their life to be amazing.
Sounds That's like, crazy, Craig.
That sounds unrealistic,
she
Craig.
She wants you to pander to her.
That sounds really, really, really unrealistic, Craig.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's excellent, Craig. I like that. That's real heartfelt, and I agree with you 100% on that one.
I smell back door.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's drifted over here.
Ooh, where? I kind of aimed it that way. Not at you, really, but...
But you aimed it in a general direction.
Kind of bounced off the wall.
Farted in your general direction.
You farted in my general direction.
I'm a left leaner.
Says she's worth $1 million. That means she's saved some cash, and that means she's whatever she has coming in outweighs her debt. So $1 million is not rich by any means, but she's not starving.
Right.
And she's living in California in $1 million, so I'm sure it's a small place.
Has she written a book yet? Seems like
I don't know what she
seems
wrote.
Like a book's
coming. I know she her. I know her. Her video with her boyfriend James Dean, the porn star, that leaked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was only the video that leaked.
And we've determined that her family's nowhere in the area anymore, right?
I think they moved to Texas, right. If I read correctly.
She's a pretty lady. She always has been.
What a horrible
story. That like stuff, man. Yeah. Like. Oh, gee, you're right, Petey. Nah, the date's over.
Never mind. Yeah. Keep the money. Yeah, I'm out of here. Been saving for this for 3 years.
I would prorate it, though. I'd prorate it. There, I owe you $800. I'm out of here.
Well, I think a qualifier of the 5,000 would be you have to keep your mouth shut.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. Just sit there.
Yeah.
Sit there and eat your chicken.
Yeah. And if you talk at all, the money goes away. Mm-hmm. She'd still sign that, but then she would talk. Because one, oh my God.
Is it okay if I say this? If I say this?
There you go.
Can I say that?
I would say, I'll give you $5,000. You don't say the word like or oh my God during the whole bit.
Yeah, that would be a good qualifier.
You would win. They would be free.
Yeah, in the first couple sentences.
She'd say, oh my God, like, are you serious?
Sit there and eat your chicken. Say whatever you had there, Craig.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.